Hey, hey, all right. Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I figured since we are having our episode come out on Valentine's Day, the day of love, I would talk about love. And not just about love, but about God's love. And reminding you of all the amazing things that come along with that. And so if you are interested in hearing more about this, let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am thrilled that you are here. I hope you're having an amazingly awesome and fantabulous day. And I am just so grateful for you. I cannot say that enough. I am so thankful for you being here, for listening, for just being a part of this community. You're amazing. And I just pray that you have an amazing day. If you're new here and you just stumbled upon this, welcome, welcome. Hope and pray today that wherever you are, you will feel encouraged and challenged and blessed in some way, because ultimately my goal for you is to grow spiritually, to grow in your walk with the Lord. For me and this message that comes across, the Holy Spirit's put on my heart, to point you to Jesus, point you in the way of the Lord, and for you just to grow and move in Him and to not stay in the same place. And on that note, I just wanted to put out there that I am a certified Christian life coach, and I would love to work with you. If you are in a place where you want to grow spiritually, maybe there are something specific that is keeping you stuck in life or on your spiritual journey that you just want to walk out or you want to talk it out with, because guess what? Accountability brings change. It just is the way it is. When we walk stuff out with someone, it brings change in our life. And so if that's something that you've heard me talking about and maybe you're on the fence about it, or maybe you're thinking about it, let's get on a free call and just see if it's a good fit. Because again, my heart for you is to grow. My heart for you is to make the changes in your life that need to be made to help hold you accountable, to help walk out this life with you and help you grow in the areas that you need to grow. So if that sounds maybe like something you would want to do, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching and you can set up a free call with me. Again, that's thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching. Okay. So let's jump into this topic about love. First, I just wanted to say really quick, I know Valentine's Day can be kind of a bummer for some. For those of you who are single and you're not really sure why you're single still, you've been in relationships, they haven't worked out, whatever it is, I know that this can be kind of a bummer day for some. And I just want to encourage you to not partner with the idea that you are unlovable or unloved because of this day, or that it's never going to happen for you, or any of those crazy thoughts. Like, those are just that's just the enemy's lies trying to confuse you and get you to partner with things and let that kind of bitterness and anger and hurt take root. Do not allow the enemy to lie to you today. And just let this day be another day. It's no big deal. Go buy yourself some chocolate and just love yourself and know that we're going to talk about this more, that God loves you no matter what, no matter where you are in life. Maybe you're even married and this isn't a fun day for you because your marriage is struggling or your relationship is struggling, just know that humans are going to fail you, okay? Even in the perfect of perfect marriages, human, we fail each other, right? But God's love never fails. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is God's love and how great it is, and what he's calling us to. And so just don't be discouraged by this day. I wanted to start out with that. Just wherever you are, and if this day is not exciting for you, don't let the enemy get in there and start lying to you about things that are not true. Stand on God's word and the truth of what God's word says about you, and let this day just go on like any other day. Okay? And be encouraged by the rest of what I say today, okay? All right, so let's talk about this. In 1 John, it actually says God is love. I love this because it's just a reminder that love is not a characteristic for him, right? It's not, he's loving. He is loving, but it's not that it's something he does. It is who he is. God is love. So he can't not be love. He has to love because it's who he is. So that goes into the fact that we can't earn it or work towards it. We don't have to earn it or work towards it because he is love. He is going to be love to us just because that's who he is. Doesn't that make you kind of want to just take a deep breath and say, okay, cool. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but that makes me feel very free knowing that I don't have to do something specific to get his love, for him to love me. I don't have to look a certain way or dress a certain way or be a certain weight or height. I don't have to act a certain way. He just loves me for me. And the same is for you, friend. He loves you. He is love. Okay, so know this beautiful thing. And then, okay, so I'll read it for you. 1 John 4, let's see what verse we are in, 15, I think. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. So good. When we live in his love, he lives in us. He leads us. He guides us. All the good things, right? That is amazing. So, so, so amazing. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about God's love and what he's calling us to in that, right? So the first point I have for you today to go along with this theme of love, love, love. How many times can I say love today? the first point is God loves the world. He loves the world. He loves us all. He created the world. He loves everyone. And this goes along with what I started with. God is love. So everyone in the world gets his love no matter what, no matter where we are. That is hard for us to understand, I think, because we're not like that. We don't have unconditional love. Our love comes with some sort of condition, right? We want something back for our love. We have expectations that go along with our love when we give our love. But God's not like that. His love is unconditional. It never fails us. He loves the world. Okay, in Romans 5:8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us," right? The ultimate sacrifice. Jesus coming here, becoming human like us, dying for our sins, even in the midst of our mess, even while we were sinning, even seeing ahead. I wasn't born yet, but God saw me and knew I was going to make mistakes. And he still knew that I would need Jesus, that I would need him. I would need the sacrifice to cover that, right? How beautiful is that? Even in the midst of our mess, he still sent Jesus to die for us. So that shows his love. That shows his love for this world and people everywhere, all people, all nations, everyone, right? And then we all know John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would have everlasting life." Now, I love this because it talks about a call to action. We receive his love, we get his love for free, it's a gift, but if we want everlasting life, what do? We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe in who he is, who he says he is, what he did for us, and then we get everlasting life with the Lord. So he's always calling us to something. He's not making us earn it. He's calling us into new spaces with him, which is so great. Like, How amazing is that? We can get to spend time with the Lord and get to grow in Him. Come on now. That's a good thing. 1 John 4:19, we love because He first loved us. He loved us first. So automatically, love should come out of us and love Him back. That's how it should be. So the first point was God loves the world. The second point is God loves you. Okay, He loves you. It's very easy for us, especially women, I think, because we're hard on ourselves, to kind of be like, yeah, He loves everyone. He loves the world. He loves my friends. He loves my kids. He loves my husband. He loves the church, all the things. But when it comes to me, like I'm too dirty. I'm too dark. I've made too many mistakes. It's hard to receive it. It's hard to receive that love. But I'm telling you right now, He loves you. He loves you. You know my favorite verse, 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has what lavished on us that we may be called children of God. He's calling us into His presence. He's saying, you're an heiress of the kingdom. Come, daughter, come. I love you. Okay, He loves you. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Okay, there's a call to action again. Through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God or of God. Okay, we're saved through faith because we're believing in Jesus. But the love is a gift, right? Grace, love, gift. It's a gift from God. Again, this is hard for us to understand. Maybe it's just me, but because usually gifts, human world gifts, come with some sort of expectation of gifts back, right? It comes with some sort of, this is an exchange, right? And that's not necessarily right. I mean, sometimes it's fine, but most of the time we should be giving gifts out of the abundance of our heart, right? Out of what God has called us to do. And as He pours His love into us, it just pours out automatically without any expectation of something in return, because that's how God's love is. He's giving it as a gift, not just because we're going to love Him back, just because He is love. Boom, bam. This is amazing. God loves the world. God loves you. And God wants us to love others. When God's love pours into us, we are full of His love. When we're able to receive His love and walk in His love and know His love, we're able to pour out love into others. It comes automatically. It's not something that we have to work to do, because His love just overflows out of us into others, into our marriage, into our kids, into our friends, into our workspace, into our school space, wherever we are throughout the day. We're just pouring out the love that He gives us. How do we do that? You hear me saying it all the time. We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to stay connected to the Lord. We've got to stay plugged into the power source, which is Jesus. We've got to be in our Word and worshiping Him and spending time talking with Him, which is prayer. It doesn't have to be super spiritual. It just has to be a conversation with the Lord, bringing your needs to Him, glorifying Him with your mouth, and spending time with Him. When we spend time with Him, you hear me say this a lot. When we spend time with Him, we know Him. When we know Him, all of His goodness just pours out of us, because there is fullness and wholeness that comes in your life when you understand fully who you are in Him. We just get to know His love, and then it just pours out of us. When we allow His love to pour through us, that's when we're doing what God is calling us to do, right? Ultimately, our job here and our purpose here on earth is to bring God glory, is to bring God glory and to honor Him with our lives. And we can do that fully when we allow His love to pour through us. We talked a little bit ago on the podcast about the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. These are things that happen automatically when we are plugged into the Holy Spirit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, we don't have to do anything. It's just something that is comes out of us. It's like we're a tree and we're bearing these this fruit because we've allowed our roots to be in the Holy Spirit and what he's doing and what God's doing. And he is producing out of us the fruits of the Spirit. The same thing with love, right? God is love. So if we allow him to pour it in, we receive that love from him, then we produce love automatically. It comes natural because it's through him. Just like any other thing, when you plug in something that you need, a coffee machine in the morning, a blender, like I do my smoothies, I can't get power for that thing unless I plug it in. We can't get power. We can't walk in those gifts. We can't walk in the love of Jesus unless we plug into him. We've got to plug into him, friends. So I hope this is an encouragement to you. I just want you to understand how deep God's love is for you. It is just so good. And we have to remember his love never fails and never ends. It's just here. He is love. So he pours it out. Okay. So as we move on really quickly, I wanted to read 1 Corinthians 13 because this is like the ultimate chapter about love, right? So let's read it. Here we go. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Let's stop there for a second. That right there in itself says so much. We can say all the right words. We can do all the right things. But if we're not walking in love and we're not receiving God's love, we're just making noise. We're just clanging things around. There's no clarity in what's happening because we're not walking in the love of God. That in itself is powerful. If I have gifts of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Okay, here we go. Here's the long list. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Oh, golly. Just stopping right there and thinking, I know this is a little overwhelming because it's like, wow, this is a list of things that are really hard. Okay. Not having patience. Love is patient. Patience can be difficult sometimes. Love is kind. Kindness can be good or can be difficult sometimes, especially for those that you don't have patience with. These are things that can be difficult. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. Okay, I'm going to be honest. That's something I had to underline right there. That's something I have struggled with because it automatically, some of those things are automatic in our life, right? They're hard for us to move out of. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love, that's a deep one for women. I think we hold grudges sometimes. We can't hold grudges. We cannot stay in offense. Does not hold record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Come on. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always loves. Love never fails. And it goes on. There's so much more goodness in here. I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13. But I just want to encourage you in this, okay? These are things that come. These are fruits. Okay, back to the fruits of the Spirit. These are fruits of love that will come when we plug into the love of God. When we know his love, when we trust his love, when we're walking in his love, these things will become a lot easier. Do they come naturally out of us? No, okay, they don't. One of those things, I'm sure when I read it, kind of stung your heart because we all struggle. We are human. We're messy. We make mistakes, okay? It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. Now, some of these things we may do and we're not trying to do it. We're not trying to dishonor someone. We're not trying to be prideful. But because we're messy humans and we live in a sinful world, it comes out of us when we're not spending time with the Lord, when we're not plugged in. It's kind of like when we plug our phone in and we're like trying to use it still and it's like low power mode and it's barely hanging on. We're not plugging it. It's barely hanging on. It's like hanging on by a thread and then it dies on us. Okay. We can plug in here and there and like hope that it's going to sustain us, but sooner or later it's going to die off and our humanness is going to come out. We have to stay plugged in so that we're always at 100%. We're always not 100%, meaning we're doing everything right all the time, but that our power level of Jesus in our life, our battery life is at 100%, because we are 100% leaning on God to power us. Does this make sense? When we battery life, allow it to go all the way down, we are draining ourselves and trying to live off of a tiny bit of his power instead of 100% of his power. Come on now. That's good. That's good stuff right there. I don't know about you, but I want to live a life at 100% of God's power so that I'm not living on my own strength. I'm living in his strength and allowing his goodness to move through me, his power, his love, his joy, all the things. That is when the love of God will pour through us and we will be able to be patient and kind and not envious. But these things can become easier when we are plugged in and we're staying at 100% with the Lord, allowing his power to fuel us. Yes, no? Yes, no. Okay. Oh, friends. I just hope and pray that you hear something today that just encourages you and challenges you. If you only hear one thing, I want you to hear this. God loves you. No matter where you are or what you're doing or what you've done or where you've been or how dirty you feel or how maybe not dirty you feel and you feel prideful about it, God still loves you, because what? He is love. He cannot not love you because it's who he is. Let that sink in. Let it sink in, friend. Seriously. He loves you so much. So be encouraged. Be encouraged in that today. All right. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love, because what? Then we get to walk out 1 Corinthians 13. All right. And when we receive his beautiful love, we can walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that we are. And you are a beautiful daughter, friend. You are a beautiful daughter. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you later. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.